I'm Stacey Lindis from Podcast PD, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 174 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you still from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. And in the last episode, we were talking about those video calls, using Google Meet or Microsoft Teams or Zoom or whatever it is that you're using to get connected with your students. And in that last episode, we talked about a handful of ways that we can use those calls to do great things. For instance, we talked about how you could use them for instruction. If there's something that students need to learn directly from you, and we do that in bite-sized chunks, it would be usable for that. But it can be used for so much more than that, too. We talked about how we can do class check-ins, where we give students an opportunity to see each other face-to-face and make those social interactions. We talked about how you can use it to do little short informal presentations, asking students, what have you been learning recently, whether it's part of class or outside of class. And then you can also use it to check in with teacher colleagues from, next door to your classroom, to down the hall, to someplace else in the school district, and even beyond. Being able to make those connections and see what other people are doing can be really, really helpful. So in this episode, I wanted to take it to the next level. Those are some sort of general things that I think that you can do, but I want to give you some ideas that maybe go even a step further than that. If you want to get geeky and try something cool and different, one of these may be for you. So let's take a look at some ideas. This first one is to take a virtual field trip. Now, there's lots of different definitions of a virtual field trip. Sometimes people will do virtual field trips by doing a video call with a location, sometimes like a zoo or a museum or something like that. And if you want to try to set something up like that with your students where they all join and you get someone to take them on a virtual field trip that way, that's great. I want to share with you a little more of a low prep to no prep virtual field trip that you can do. So here's the idea. You get your students onto a video call. And you share your screen. And so while you're on your screen, you go to Google Maps or Google Earth. And if you're on Google Maps, you can search for a location that you're studying. Let's say that you and your class are studying something to do with Europe, and one part of it that you're interested in right now is the Eiffel Tower. So you can take the little yellow peg man in the bottom right-hand corner. This is Google Maps Street View. And you can drop the little yellow peg man down on the street and be able to see what the world looks like from the street with images either taken from the Google Maps car or from people that have submitted them. And so by doing that, it almost feels like an on-demand virtual field trip. And it's something that you could share with your students and show them around and kind of take them on a tour. What would also be cool is if students were able to do the same thing and take their classmates on a tour as well. Just another idea. And of course, we can go beyond that with Google Earth. If you go to google.com/earth, it'll let you see. Google Earth calls itself, and I love this, it calls itself the world's most detailed globe. And so you're able to zoom in from the sky down onto the Earth. You can even tilt it so that you can see the world in 3D, so you can see, buildings and, different things that you would find in the world. with their elevation changes and everything. So doing a virtual field trip could be great. Let me give you a couple of other ideas. If you've ever played a Kahoot game or a GimKit game or a Quizzes game, these are those review games, the game show style with a leaderboard and music and all of that type of game. And if your students have liked those before, there's and you're doing a video call, then you're able to still continue to play those. So here's the idea with that. Let's use Kahoot as an example. Let's say you start up a traditional Kahoot game and you have the join screen. So you have your video call going with your students, and on another tab, you bring up a Kahoot game, and then you share your screen with your students, and they're able to see that join screen, and they're able to jump in with their own devices, probably in another tab as well. And so once everybody has joined, you can hit play, and you can start playing that game, and then students are able to ring in on their devices and play at a distance. Now, it may take a little bit of juggling because they may need to have two tabs open at the same time or two windows side by side or maybe two devices or something, however they want to navigate that. But being able to play the Kahoot game, the GimKit game, the quizzes game, one of those review games, still totally, totally possible. In this post that I was telling you about in the last episode, one that I wrote about using Google Meet for online learning and e-learning, I have an entire infographic with even more ideas, things that we hadn't gotten to. For instance, doing parent check-ins, doing escape rooms, like virtual escape rooms. There's a whole bunch of ideas in this post. So if you haven't checked it out, you can go to ditchthattextbook.com/blog. And if you can't find it, just search for Google Meet and you should be able to find all of those ideas.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.